Hello, I'm Neil Edgela, and this is Talk About English. Well, as you can probably hear, I'm not alone for today's webcast. I've been joined in the studio by a teacher and some students from Oxford House College, which is a school of English here in London. In the programme today, I'll be talking to our guests about the English language and about learning and teaching English. So, first of all, let me introduce you to our teacher.
Hi, my name's Sam Regglesworth, and I've been teaching English as a foreign language here in London for the last 2 years.
Welcome to the programme, Sam. And we've also got some students here to help us. If you could tell us your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Johnny. I'm from Venezuela.
Hey, my name is Olga. I come from Belarus.
Hello, my name is Melissa. I'm from Chile.
Hello, I'm Maria from Venezuela.
Hello, I am from Chile, and my name is Claudio.
Hello, I'm Hisam from Korea.
Hi, I'm Vivian from Brazil.
Hi, I'm Elisa from Brazil.
And if you can say hello to everyone listening around the world. Okay, let's get started straight away with a question from one of the students. Can you remind us your name and ask your question?
My name is Elisa. I'm from Brazil, and I have a question about vocabulary. Well, I try to learn lots of new words all the time. I hear them in my lesson and use them in the lesson a couple of times, and I even write them down. But then, when it comes to the next class, I've forgotten the words, or I don't really know how to use them or say them properly. It's very frustrating. So, I want to know how I can improve the way I study vocabulary so I can remember better.
Well, thank you very much for that question. It's an interesting one, something I've certainly heard lots and lots from learners of English, and I'm sure Sam, our teacher, has heard that as well.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. It's something that they definitely struggle with.
Well, as you can see, you're not alone. It's a very common experience for people learning any foreign language. What we're going to do today is hear some strategies for learning and remembering vocabulary. I spoke to some British people earlier on who are learning a foreign language, and I asked them if there's anything they do to help them remember vocabulary. Let's listen to the first one now.
The biggest problem I have with vocabulary is actually remembering it, and so my tip is to write it down in a notebook, but to split the page in half. So on one side you have the vocabulary in the language that you're learning, and in the other half you have the vocabulary of your language, the word translated, and then you can just learn them off by heart by covering up either side and trying to remember what they are.
So she suggested carrying a vocabulary notebook with English on one side of the page and your own language on the other. A very simple but effective technique, but perhaps not one that everyone uses. Anyone here, do you use that technique?
Yes.
I think that is the first step for learning language. So you do so, and it really helps.
And you find it very helpful.
I think it's very helpful for me.
At the beginning, it is really, really helpful.
Yes, I think so. At the first time, it's so easy to memorize.
Okay, Sam, do you have anything that you'd like to add to that? I mean, what other information do you think is important to note down when you're learning vocabulary?
I think sometimes it can be useful for the students to keep a copy also of the phonemic script. If they can remember how to pronounce a word, then that can also really help them as well. And it's associating the two, the phonemic script, with the actual word itself.
And how about things like an example sentence, perhaps?
Yes, definitely. It's always helpful to put everything in a context. So if you've got a sentence, that can work as a context for that actual individual word or the particular piece of vocabulary you're trying to learn.
Okay, well, let's hear the next piece of advice.
I think one thing that works for me, and I recommend to a lot of learners, is to have more than one way of doing it. There's the post-it note way, where you just go around your house and you stick post-it notes onto all the things that you want to remember the word for in another language. You can also have a bunch of notes in your left-hand pocket if you have a journey to work, maybe on the train or the underground, and on one side is the English word and the other side is the other language, and you see if you can remember, you test yourself, and when you know you got it right, then you can put that into your right-hand pocket. So that's a way of moderating your learning. Also keep a vocabulary book, simple as that, either alphabetically or by topics. or best of all, both, because the more exposure you get to any of these words, the easier it is for them to stick in your mind.
Well, lots of good advice there. We heard the bilingual notebook technique that we've already discussed, as well as a variation on that, writing the words on pieces of paper with a translation on the other side. You keep them in one pocket and transfer them to the other once you can remember them. He also mentioned labelling things around your house, so you write fridge on the fridge, for example. But most importantly, he suggested using a variety of methods. That's very important, isn't it, Sam?
Absolutely. I don't think you can ever just focus on doing anything in one particular way. You have to look at it using a range of different techniques. And I think that applies to everything, doesn't it?
And our students here, were there any techniques you heard there that you use, or is there something different that you found very effective for yourself?
Yeah, in my case, for example, if you look at my room, you can see a lot of word spaces on the wall. And for me, learning by heart, it's the easiest way, but because I'm looking at these words all the time and keeping in my memory. So for me, this really works.
So your room is covered in stickers?
Yes, definitely.
Right. Anybody else?
In my house as well. In my room is half of the word is a yellow yellow stick on the word. And sometimes it's useful. You use different colors and something is pink, something is blue, and it's help to you remind the vocabulary.
Okay, so the use of different colors to help you to remember. That's interesting.
Sometimes drawing some picture.
Uh-huh.
Additional.
All right. And anybody else?
Yeah, well, in my opinion, if you consider that our main language is learning by practicing words, I think the best way to learn words and memorize it is to be involved in a situation, even when the situation is a fictitious or a real. For instance, we are here now and we are looking several words around this this room, and I can recognize them because I'm involved in this now. I think it's the best way.
Okay. And does anybody else want to say something?
Well, I can say one thing. The most important, don't learn it by yourself. You have to go to school first because you have to listen to real pronunciation and that, because if it's only stuck on the walls, the, you know, the small cards, it's not enough. You have to know how to pronounce, especially with English.
Right.
That's how it works.
So you have to use it.
Yes, of course.
Would you like to add anything, Sam?
Absolutely. It's all very well just sitting at home, isn't it, and looking at things on the wall, but you have to get out there and immerse yourself in the culture, I think, and really take part.
We've been talking about learning vocabulary today on Talk About English. One of the suggestions we've heard is to organise your vocabulary according to topic. This makes it easier to remember. Now, as an experiment before the webcast, I set the students a task to remember a list of 10 words I gave them. Now, very quickly, I'd like you to write down on your piece of paper as many as you can remember without looking. I'm going to give you just 20 seconds. Not very generous of me. Lots of people scribbling down very furiously right now. Okay. I'm going to ask you to stop. It's probably less than 20 seconds. Okay. How many words do you have?
10.
All 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Seven.
Eight.
Eight. Ten. Eight. On this side of the table?
Not enough.
Seven.
Six.
So not as many on the left-hand side of the table. Tell me some of your words on the right-hand side of the table.
Red, yellow, grey, pink, blue, orange, purple, and actually I repeated when it's seven.
Okay, and on the left-hand side of the table, what were the words I gave you?
Building, car, window, football, yellow.
I see, so completely unrelated words on one side of the table, related words, they're all colours, on the right-hand side of the table. So the experiment perhaps shows it is easier to remember things in categories. Would you think that's fair to say, Sam?
Absolutely, definitely. You've got to find something that links all the words together, haven't you?
You have. Now, some people are actually very good at remembering what seems to be a random selection of words, actually. And they use a technique with a funny name called mnemonics. That is our next clip. So can we listen to that now?
Well, one of the tricks, I think, for trying to remember vocabulary in a foreign language is you doing word associations. For example, I'm trying to learn Arabic, and there's a word for hospital, which is mustashfa. Now, to a lot of us, that sounds like the word for moustache. Even though the two are completely unrelated, it just helps us somehow remember because we can visualize it. We imagine hospital workers with moustaches, and that helps us remember the word.
Okay, so she uses word association. The example she gave was the Arabic word for hospital, which is mustashfa. To her, this sounds like the English word moustache. So she imagines hospital workers with moustaches, and it helps her to remember the Arabic word for hospital. Does anybody here today use that kind of technique where they have a mental image of something?
In my case, particularly, I'm good learning in a visual way. So I try to make my learnings, my daily learnings, with the visual situations.
Does anybody else want
to
say?
For me, it doesn't work, this kind of thing, because when you are talking in a real situation, you don't have time to remember the moustache and related thing. I think that the best way to improve your vocabulary is use every day and write. But some people don't write. And for me, is this thing work a lot because I have improved my vocabulary, write the word in a context.
Absolutely agree.
Okay, Sam, what do you think of this mnemonic technique?
I'm sure it could work, but I think that essentially everybody has different ways of remembering things. Some people it might be through even smell, touch, obviously. It might just be visualising something or just from movement as well, all kinds of things. So everybody works differently. I think it's all down to just individuality, really.
I've heard that some people like to connect unrelated vocabulary together in a story, so it's easy to remember. Now, I've got a very interesting experiment for you again. I'm going to give you five random words, and I want you to then try and link them together in a story. So, the words are tea, car, television, clock, calendar, and mobile phone. Okay, I'll give you a few seconds. Oh, we have somebody already with a story. Can you tell us what it is?
Yes, I made a short story for using six vocabulary. In the morning, when my mobile phone ringing alarm, I wake up because I don't have a clock. So instead of clock. And when I wake up, I saw the calendar, check what's the date of today, and then I turn on television to watching BBC news in the morning, and then I had a tea for the breakfast, and then after I preparing everything, and I take a bus to come to school because I don't have a car.
Excellent. I think that deserves a round of applause. Very creative, and maybe the more creative, the better with some of these things.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know, but I still think that I'd firmly believe in using a real context rather than maybe creating something that's artificial to try and remember things. I don't know.
But as you say, whatever works, different things work for different
Absolutely.
People.
I'm just talking about me personally, but obviously if that works for you, then definitely use it.
Okay, so it's time to hear some other techniques.
I always have, if I've been trying to learn a language, I always have trouble remembering the vocabulary because often you're not speaking that language very regularly and that makes it quite hard to remember individual words. So one thing I did for a while was to record myself reading vocabulary and reading sentences and just listen back to it.
Okay, he said that he likes to record himself saying the new items of vocabulary and then he listens back to them. Has anybody here tried that?
Yes, that's a good idea, I think. I tried myself and I think it's work. Of course, your voice seems to you very strange, it sounds very strange, but it's really work.
For me, I just try to record in my brain and repeat all the day the vocabulary that I just learned. And for me, this works.
Yeah, that's an interesting point there about hearing your own voice can be a little bit strange, but potentially very useful. Mm-hmm. When you're speaking a foreign language.
Absolutely. Maybe we should encourage students to carry dictaphones around with them from now onwards or something. Yeah, I think that could be useful.
Because in your own ears, perhaps when you're speaking English, you think you sound okay, but maybe if you actually heard yourself, you might think, I could improve this or that. Let's hear another technique.
I'm learning Spanish at the moment, and in our last lesson, we listened to some songs, because it's a different way of picking up vocabulary. And first of all, we listened to the song and we tried to see if we could recognise any of the words. And then we tried to use them in context with the song and without the song.
OK, so listening to songs to learn vocabulary. Does anybody find that useful?
For example, when I began to study English, it was very difficult for me to remember long words like disappointed. I heard a YouTube song, and in this song I appeared disappointed, and I always remember.
Right, okay.
I think that is a good technique, because first you can hear the song, and after you can look on internet about the lyrics, so it's very important for you, because for all the students, because it's a way to remind about the song and about the context, which is very good. It's not only for vocabulary, maybe for to get new expressions as well.
Right, so you hear it in the context.
Yeah. And each day that you listen the same song, maybe you can pick up some different words every day. Every time that you listen that song, you can hear and learn different words, and this is really interesting.
You mentioned somebody mentioned U2. Does anybody else have
a Beatles, of course.
Beatles,
yeah. It's very clear English, so it's very easy to learn.
Yeah,
right.
And like Maria Carey as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's really good because you are doing two things at the same time. You are learning and you are enjoying, because you know you really enjoy the song and the group.
Yeah, and when you enjoy yourself, you learn better.
Yes.
Then you do
course.
A good association of the word. The new vocabulary is something you really like, and you want to know what you're singing or you're mm-hmm. listening. I think it's one of the best ways to learn.
Sam, as a teacher, do you find using songs a good technique?
I think that's definitely the case, and you'll see that in a lot of popular course books, they're used regularly as well. Obviously, we try and make any lesson and all lessons as fun as possible, and just as was mentioned in one of the last points, that's really important. And if you can do those two things at once, then definitely, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid we're running out of time here in Talk About English. Let's go back to the original question. Do you feel like you've heard some new techniques today, or...?
Yes, definitely. It was very helpful, and I think I'll try to use it today to improve my vocabulary.
Okay.
To get a good experience.
Right, good. And Sam, if you could just sum up perhaps some of the techniques we've heard today. A variety is important.
I think a variety is definitely very important. For me, probably the most important thing is definitely having a context, hopefully one that's real. But obviously, I think we've also noticed today that it's very important to use the techniques that work for you as a person, really. So take advice from other people and then find the ones that work best for you and I think work from there.
Well, you can find out more about learning vocabulary on the language page of our website. Thanks to Sam and to the students from Oxford House College. Goodbye.
Bye.
And join us next week for Talk About English from BBC Learning English. Thanks and goodbye.